going right back with our brother George in Florida. Brother George, go right ahead.
Yes, I mean, American people are angry how Mexico gets involved in our internal affairs, whether it be immigration, economic, criminal justice, trade, whatever. And yes. Mexico makes threats to cities and states and to our government. If you don't do what we want, we're going to do this. And they use the consulate offices. And, boy, the American people don't like it. And we got to emphasize that we don't like Mexico interfering in our affairs. And why should we spend $1 trillion overseas telling countries what they have to do?
That's right. We shouldn't, George. That's not what we're supposed to be doing in America. We're supposed to be a sovereign nation and staying out of the hair of other sovereign nations.
And we got Mexico interfering with our nation.
We don't like it either. That's right.
And I think Ron Paul should hammer that home.
Yes. Good point, George. Thank you. God bless
you. All right.
You,
God bless, Jack.
Okay. Let's go real quick to our last caller here, Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, I'll try to make this fast, but there were a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. For one thing, Jack, as a young man, I worked for a consumer finance company. And in that business, of course, you not only loan money, but you have to collect it. I spent lots of hours being lied to on the telephone trying to collect that money back. But one of the first things I learned, Jack, was that when somebody would come into the office, borrow money, and we'd sit in the closing booth, and I'd sit there and take the application, if somebody told me how great they were, how good their credit was, how they always paid their bills, after a few rounds of that, I learned that 99 times out of 100, they were deadbeats and crooks. Honest man doesn't have to tell you. He doesn't have to convince you because he knows when you check him out, that's the way it's going to be.
That's right, brother.
He doesn't have to give you any BS or lies.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think about this when I look at these politicians and these people spouting their religion and talking about how honest and decent they are. Like I say, I spent many hours being lied to on the phone or in person for that matter. But, Jack, these Bible thumpers believe anything their preacher tells them. As a young man, I dated the daughter of a Baptist preacher. Her parents were divorced. Her father had ran off with choir leader's wife. Years later, I came across this girl's mother, a really nice lady, and she was telling me that she had remarried a second Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
And had gone to visit her sister for a couple of weeks, and when she came home, unannounced, she found him in bed with a black guy.
Wow.
Now, I'm not knocking all Baptists or all preachers or religious people, Jack.
Yeah.
But just because these people spout the religion doesn't mean they walk on water. Preachers are people first, long before they become preachers or priests or whatever. They're people. So when these people tell you to vote for George Bush or tell you that George Herbert's the father, George Walker's the son, and Rush Limbaugh's the Holy Ghost, you need to really think hard about that.
Yes, true.
And also, Jack, I know there was something else. I know you're old enough to know about Karen Silkwood.
Yes.
I've never heard you talk about the Silkwood case, but I heard New York attorney Daniel Sheehan on the radio here a while back. He filed the wrongful death suit in a Silkwood case. He said that the reason Silkwood was killed was because what she actually stumbled into and wasn't aware of at the time, that the plutonium from the Kerr-McGee Cimarron plant was being smuggled to Israel for their atomic weapons program.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You there, Jack?
I'm here, brother. Yeah. That's it.
On the break.
I didn't know that. Okay, hang on, brother. We'll be right back with you after the break, okay, Ron?
Okay, thanks.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, we're back here. We're back, and we're going to go right back now to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go right ahead, brother.
But anyway, Jack, like I say, that night that I heard Sheehan, the attorney, KQOK, our local Clear Channel affiliate, went off the air, I had to get that information out of Des Moines and Omaha. Going back and forth as one station faded out, it had to go back and forth the other one. But it sure as heck didn't come over Oklahoma radio. And most of you are familiar with the movie Silkwood, where Kirk Russell played the boyfriend, Cher played the roommate. The boyfriend character was killed in a plane crash at El Reno a few years after that happened. The Cher character, the girlfriend, committed suicide. Now, the news reports at the time, the local television reports, said the marks on the rear bumper of Silkwood's car exactly matched the height and the width of the pusher bars on an Oklahoma Highway Patrol car.
Wow.
So, it was quite an interesting story, Jack. And I had never heard anyone mention the Israeli connection. The lawyer said that the judge in the New York court threw out the wrongful death suit. He said it was national security, and he cooked up some reasons, excuses, and just tossed the case out.
Yes.
So.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I thought you and your listeners might find that interesting, Jack.
Yes, that is very interesting. Thanks a lot, Ron. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Jack, and I hope you get feeling better.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Right.
Appreciate that. Yes, I am feeling better. I am, now that I'm breathing the good old fresh air up here in the great Rocky Mountains again. Thank you. Okay, folks, I'm hoping that we're going to hear from our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie, from Virginia. He called in the first hour, and I had some things I wanted to talk to you about, so I asked him to call back the second hour. We're in the second hour now, and we're waiting for our dear brother, Capitol Hill Commando, because he's always so informative, because every week he does tremendous research for the American people, and he's so knowledgeable. But he hasn't called in yet, I don't believe. Anyway... All right, let me continue on here while we're waiting for Ernie to call in. I am looking up here on the web, folks, Dagon, the fish god. And if you put in Dagon, D-A-G-O-N, okay, the fish god, in your search engine, in your computer, and push the button, you will find articles and websites there about Dagon, the fish god, the pagan god of Egypt at that time. And there was many pagan gods, matter of fact, but Dagon was one of the big ones. And you will notice that the Pope dresses as Dagon, the fish god, with his fish hat, okay? And they have pictures there of the Pope and his fish hat and Dagon, the fish god. What they used to do, the pagan religious leaders of the time in Egypt would get a huge fish and cut him open and put the fish's head on their hat, on their head, and the fish body would trail down behind them. And they would wear this. Okay. They would wear this when they would speak to the people. And so they would know that they were, Dagon, the fish god, was their god. And so if you look that up, folks, and I'm asking the Catholics, please, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Methodists, all of us have been lied to and misled, and the Catholics have too. But if you're interested in the outfit that the Pope wears and why he has that strange-looking hat, you're going to find out that that comes from thousands of years back during the time of the pagans, and when Emperor Constantine created the Catholic religion by melding the pagans together with the Catholic or with the Christians and other religions of his time. Okay, now we do have our Capitol Hill commando on the line. Praise God, we got Ernie, a great American patriot in Virginia, on the line. Ernie, welcome back to the program, brother.
Thank you, Jack, but I just want to make it clear, I've been standing by for 15 minutes, so...
Oh, you have been?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting patiently.
Oh.
But apparently, on your end, you weren't getting the signal that I was available.
No, I didn't. Okay, well, good to have you on, brother. Thanks for standing by.
Okay, well, thank you. And we do have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Many things are going on. Let me start with, since George from Florida talked about Ron Paul, I think one of the challenging things for Congressman Ron Paul in these presidential debates is getting a fair amount of time to bring up points and to have a full discussion. Although I didn't watch the ABC debate last night, I did get some clips of it this morning, and based on the past, Ron Paul has been shortchanged most often by the media and not allowed to really talk that much in these debates. And
that
I understand that Fox News...
That happened last night in the debate. The other candidates cut him off and relegated him to about three or four words, and then they would interrupt him and cut him off, and it was just terrible.
Yeah, and that's consistent.
He did get out a lot of truth last night, praise God. I watched the whole thing.
Right, and you know, the Fox News has announced its debate this evening... is not to include both Congressman Duncan, another Republican presidential candidate, and Ron Paul.
Yes.
And yet, when I read Saturday the Rasputin survey results, in New Hampshire, Ron Paul was currently in the third position with an estimated 14% of the vote based on their survey, independent survey results conducted in their telephone survey on Friday evening. So it's clear to me Fox is trying, and the mainstream media controlled by the establishment is trying to control the outcome here and to eliminate Ron Paul from being a serious contender. And based on his issues and his standing in support of the Constitution and his knowledge of the economic and financial situation in the country, in which most people have expressed a lot of concern about. And I think what I caught just briefly, 40-some percent or close to 50% of those who called in after the Democratic debate wanted more discussion on the economy. And Ron Paul is the one candidate that could provide that kind of discussion. When I did watch the Democratic debate, I noticed that Senator Edwards, in his discussion about his support of the middle class and his concern about free trade, never brought up NAFTA. And NAFTA and specific free trade bills that Ron Paul and Congressman Goode of Virginia have been opposed to for some time. And I'm talking about NAFTA and the NAFTA superhighway system, the North American Union. And one of the issues related to the Mexican consulates that George talked about is they're moving very quickly, the government is, to do this merger, this SPP, North American Union, merging both Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. So mainstream media is not going to allow Ron Paul to talk about it much because they'll cut him off like they have in these debates and give him little snippets of time. And even on the Glenn Beck show that I watched for almost an hour, Glenn Beck did most of the talking.
That's right.
And it's Congress Ron Paul is being a very courteous type of being a very courteous person, would let Glenn Beck do most of the talking. It's too bad he didn't have his own show. You know what I mean? And
I know,
and
it gets, because all of them control, their job is to control where the program goes and try to stop Ron Paul as much as possible with getting his thoughts out there.
Exactly. And one of the bills, and Ron Paul has House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. How many times have you seen Ron Paul interviewed about that bill on TV and why he's advocating such a position?
Yes.
I have yet to see him one time have any chance to discuss that House Resolution 2755.
Right.
And when you look at the state of the economy, and Bob Chapman's done a great job reporting on where we are. And I'll give you an example. When the Great Depression fell upon us, U.S. debt to gross domestic product was 260%. Today, U.S. debt to gross domestic product is 343%. Where government has massive, massive debt, in part created by all the social spending, all these wars that we've had in our past, and this continuous overspending and the negative current account balance and this free trade that is in outsourcing of our jobs, that has really undermined the country. And when you hear people speak about why the Federal Reserve System was created to establish a more stable economy and protect us from inflation, you certainly can't say that the Federal Reserve System has done just that. If you look at the 60% decline of the U.S. dollar vis-a-vis other currencies in the last 6 years, Jack.
Yes.
So Rob Paul is right on it, and he supports the constitutional issuance of money, coin and money. If you go back to President Lincoln or even Andrew Jackson and the control of our own destiny and our banking system, many of our leaders have been assassinated because of taking those steps. The greenback issuance by President Lincoln, President Kennedy and the issuance of the silver certificate, President McKinley, I forget the dialogue there about issuing independent currency consistent with the Constitution.
Hey, hang on there, brother. Hope you folks. We ask you to get a pencil and paper. We've got some very important things to talk about. You're going to want to write down. We'll be right back with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program and back with Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Jack. The state of America and its finances is in very bad shape. And Bob Chapman's latest issuance of his international forecaster shows how gold is going to continue to go up, and the elitist, and he makes reference to the Illuminati, but some people would argue, well, that's an old concept. But if you really look at who's behind it, the Rothschild family and the banking interests and the people, the Europeans who own the Federal Reserve System, essentially, and the private Federal Reserve banks, yeah, they control what's going on. And despite an infusion of $1.7 trillion into the banking system worldwide, we're continuing towards a worldwide recession. And Chapman is saying they don't know this, but it's coming to an end. He's predicting this year or 2009. So our house of cards is beginning to shake. And with these primaries and Ron Paul being a part of this, you're going to see more and more attacks and more efforts like Fox Fair and Balanced Fox News Channel trying to deny Ron Paul any discussion, but in that survey that I mentioned, 80-some percent of the people they surveyed said that they would not change their mind prior to Tuesday in their vote for Ron Paul. But some of the other candidates, Mr. Huckabee and the switch dresser or the Giuliani, his supporters say they might switch, and same thing with Mr. McCain. So although his numbers are small, he has very strong supporters, Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that's going on, and it's important that we call the Capitol switchboard, area code 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437. And let our elected representatives know how we are very displeased with the Homeland Security budget for fiscal 2008 and the recent actions taken by Texas Senators Kay Bailey Hutchison and Senator John Cornyn for their amendment to the conference bill that undermined the building of the secure fence obligation. The two-tier fence has been undermined, and with that amendment, then the Homeland Security Czar, Mr. Chertoff, will now be able to bypass the two-tier fence obligation and based on his own discretion. He can build more virtual fence or not build anything at all.
Uh-huh.
And instead, what are we seeing with Homeland Security? We're seeing emphasis on, on December 19th, Senator Lieberman, the chairman of the committee, and Senator Smith of Oregon, a Republican, introduced a domestic partner benefits bill to extend domestic partner benefits to federal employees. Well, I would prefer that they would put emphasis on building this secure fence, because we're losing 25 Americans per day to illegal immigrants, to illegal aliens who are committing all kinds of crimes against American citizens.
Amen. Murdering them.
Murdering them. So much abuse. And then when we see the emphasis by Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Committee on domestic partner benefits, do we have a disconnect with the American people here?
We sure do, brother. But it's all planned that way, of course, as you know.
Right. Now, you mentioned earlier in your discussion when you opened up a recent trip to Phoenix, Arizona, and I think I heard you say 5 million illegal aliens in the Phoenix, Arizona area?
Yeah, that's what the cops are saying, and also the Border Patrol are saying the same thing. Remember, the people are being told there's 12 million in America, but the Border Patrol, who we're in contact with, tells us there's more, close to 40 million illegal aliens here than 12, and they don't want to blow the American people's minds, but we have about... we're the number one entrance place in the United States, according to the Border Patrol, Phoenix, Arizona, and Tucson. And we have about 5 to 6 million that have stuck there in that area. And it's incredible.
Right. Well, you know, it's not only an issue of national security and the fact that they don't want to, and I say the federal government will not, this administration will not, and Congress will not secure the border, tells us all that this whole war on terror is simply bogus.
It's a bogus fraud.
It's being used
to take away the rights of the American people.
Right. Now, where is there any consideration? You brought up a good point, pollution caused by illegal aliens. If we have between 30 and 40 million illegal aliens in the country, how much pollution is being caused by that segment of the population?
Well, they can't go down and register their cars, and they do not get inspections on their cars, and also because of their monetary base, they can't afford new cars, so they drive the clunkers out there that are spewing just tons and tons of pollution.
Right. Well, instead, what we're seeing, the recent bill signing in December related to the energy bill, to save energy?
Okay, hang on to that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more from Ernie from Virginia. right after these important messages on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise.
Thank you, Jack. On December 18th, the energy bill banning the incandescent light bulb by 2014 was passed by a 314-100 vote after approval by the Senate the prior week. Yeah. And essentially, that bill, I thought, was so badly thought through in terms of the cost benefits, because when you look at the replacement for the light bulb, we're talking about these compact fluorescents that contain the toxic mercury element, and it's very dangerous. But there was I think there was insufficient thought given to this. And today I read on the internet, on WorldNet Daily, a warning from the United Kingdom Environmental Agency, which has issued guidelines calling for evacuation of any room where an energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulb is broken. And what their guidelines are calling for is you must leave the room for 15 minutes. So if somebody, you know, eventually when we're, it's going to be a mandatory ban on these incandescent light bulbs, the Edison invention, to save all this energy, but whereas it would be much easier to save all this energy if we focused on enforcing our immigration laws and getting the illegal aliens out of the country, basically. Now we're talking about additional cost. If you read this article, additional taxes for this.
Folks, we're back live. This is the Officer Jack McLam program, back live. We're going to go right back to our Capitol Hill commando, Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, take it away, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I was talking about on Friday, the U.S. issued national ID standards, setting stage for a showdown with the states. There was a lot of coverage on this on the Internet and some by the mainstream media. The federal government issued national standards that states would have to meet in order for driver's licenses they issue to qualify as identification at airports and federal buildings.
Uh-huh.
Setting the stage for a confrontation with states that have voted not to cooperate. And under the Real ID legislation, the states must comply by May 11th, where Secretary Chertoff laid out a very long schedule with the final deadline in December 2017, more than 16 years after the events that prompted the law, the attacks of 9/11. Several states have voted not to comply, Jack, but due to the cost of this measure. It's an unfunded mandate. But in Washington and elsewhere, state lawmakers have complained that the requirements add up to a national identification card that you talked about earlier when you opened the show, that it is too costly, puts privacy at risk, and poses several technical challenges. Well, the reason why I wanted to bring that discussion up, although it's moving forward and it's into the out years, and the emphasis by Homeland Security. Last week I talked about the partnership benefits. This week it's the emphasis on the national ID. And if you go back to the amnesty bill legislation and some of the different proposals, they had the national ID in that. And when you read, there was an article yesterday by Henry Lamb on WorldNet Daily entitled Animal Owners Treated Like Sex Offenders. In that article, he talks about the National Animal Identification System.
Right, yeah.
NAIS. And what it really means is, with this Agenda 21 that I talked about earlier, that there is a step afoot to move to for increased control, not only on private property and the undermining of private property rights, but increased control by the coming UN One World Government to have control, more control over private property like animals, livestock, et cetera, even land. And I talked about Senate Bill 918, which deals with the Celebrating America's Heritage Act, and Congress planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as heritage areas would strip the owners of their right to use the land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. And this collective good of the community ties back to another well-written piece, and this piece was on sustainability. I read this on News with Views back on the 8th of this month, and I think it was by Mr. Tom DeWeese, but it all ties together.
Yeah.
And the reason why I, again, continually emphasize these bills to undermine our civil liberties, to undermine our private property, there is clearly a pattern at work here. This is a systematic step-by-step to bring in the one world government. And when you look at the economy, and Bob Chapman in his January 12th article on the International Forecaster writes about legendary funds manager Julian Robinson predicts global collapse stemming from the bursting of the real estate bubble. He predicts 20 million, quote, 20 million people could lose their homes. He believes central banks, out of desperation, will try to reinflate the world economy with more liquidity that will create an inflationary spiral unseen in the economic history of mankind.
Yeah.
He sees utter global collapse.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now after the collapse, this free cash flow is negative and the world is sinking in real red ink, Jack. He says within 5 years, there will be food and water riots. He said the federal government under the USA Patriot Act II can create internal exile, and that is why detention facilities are being built to house 50 million or more citizens.
Uh-huh. You're right.
So we've got the real ID working on in one area. We got the animal control system going on. We have the banning of the light bulb that I talked about last week,
uh-huh.
and a move afoot for more control over what we think and what we say, control over the Internet so there's no Internet streaming and no discussion about bills that affect people's lives, shutting down dissent, and with this Real ID Act and potentially the loss of cash money that will go to a debit system. And
yeah.
with that, and depending on how good you are as a citizen within this one world government, will equate to how much your share is or how much part of that quota will be allowed, because we're coming on to very hard times. But we don't have honesty in the media, and with Congressman Ron Paul and a candidate like him who can talk about the big picture, he's denied any discussion. They're very fearful, the establishment and the super elites. They don't want him on the air. They don't want to see his candidacy grow, but our
right.
only chance to protect our freedom, our civil liberties, is to elect Ron Paul as president.
Yes.
When you look at his
brother, right on. Yeah.
Exactly. And when you look at the other candidates and their links, their advisors back to the CFR and Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Organization, they're all heavily backed by the globalist agenda. Ron Paul is totally opposed to it. Now, there are a couple other independent candidates I can see, too. I don't agree with the Congressman Duncan's view on certain things, but I like his views on securing the border and protecting the nation state
yeah.
and his support of federal border security agents Ramos and Campion.
Right.
And you see very little in the media now about their bills,
uh-huh.
the bill to get them out of jail, to give them some relief, House Resolution 563 by Congressman Duncan to vacate the proceedings of the prosecution of Ramos and Campion. And that House Resolution 563 and our calling and seeking help by Congress and even the White House, we still need to keep them in our thoughts, our prayers, and our phone calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we have the hate crime legislation. I expect that to continue to come back up. And there was a well-written article by Ted Pike, and I encourage your listeners to go to truthtellers.org to visit his articles there. And he's got a discussion on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, House Resolution 3685, which was passed by the House and has been on the Senate legislative calendar since November 14th. But no action has been taken, and so we need to monitor that. We don't want to see gays being favored in the workplace over others. We don't want to see hate crime legislation where people can't speak freely what's on their minds. And when you look at the legislation in totality, the law of the sea treaty, the thought crime legislation, Senate Bill 1959 is the most dangerous of them all. We'll go back to the McCarthy era, and people will be accused of being terrorists, potentially, if they don't agree with the administration. And step by step, if you don't comply with political correctness, then you become a potential violent terrorist.
That's right.
No due process. And you,
no due
when
process
you talk,
at all.
Right.
This is turning into what we used to read about Soviet Russia here in America, folks, where you're guilty and you're not even allowed to prove you're innocent. They just call you guilty because they don't like you, and they incarcerate you in one of these CIA gulags, and you're never heard from again. That's what's coming, brother.
That is right. And what's coming, that they do this so effectively and so systematically. You know, we talked about the Mexican truck, the pilot project to allow Mexican trucks into the country, and how Congress had taken measures and voted against such a program and had defunded the Department of Transportation from funding this pilot program, but the administration has gone forward and ignored the will of Congress. They have their own omission, it seems, with this administration.
Yeah.
They don't listen to Congress. They don't listen to the people. They have their own agenda, and it's full speed ahead, and they don't care what the American people think. And when I read this article by Henry Lamb, I want to bring up this animal owners treated like sex offenders.
Right.
If that is implemented, everything will be, there will be so much increased control. For example, a horse owner out for an afternoon ride would have to report to the government just to take your horse out for a ride. A farmer who sells a pig to a neighbor would have to report to the government the sale.
Yeah.
And what the writer says, Mr. Lamb says, pet owners would surely be next on the list, and then the rest of the people. This is a step-by-step takedown of America with the Real ID Act. And when you look at what Homeland Security is doing and not securing the border, and these efforts to undermine the two-tier fence in support of the North American Union, what we have to say is we want to, when we call, we want to see our nation state protected. We want the immigration laws to be enforced. Congressman Good has had a bill for some time to enforce the existing immigration laws, House Concurrent Resolution 119. No action has been taken in the House on that bill. And we just see this continual slap in the face to the American people who care about their country, who are patriotic citizens, who want to protect our civil liberties. And we don't want to see the federal government run roughshod over the states. So I would recommend that we also call our state delegates and our state senators and recommend that they stand behind the opposition to the Real ID Act. This is not an act that is needed. It's not justified. And you talked about the 30 to 40 million illegals. The Homeland Security has maintained an open border. This administration's policy has been one of open borders, and they're backdooring this Real ID Act and selling this concept to lead the fear-mongering effort in American citizens who have been so upset by this bogus war on terrorism, thinking that, the Real ID Act will protect us. And, Jack, I even saw on the Lou Dobbs show recently that Lou Dobbs was all for this Real ID Act. Does he understand that with the Real ID Act and the sharing
of ID?
Part, yes.
Lou Dobbs?
Lou Dobbs was supporting the Real ID Act. I saw that last, I think it was Friday.
Yeah.
He made a comment in support of it. I don't think he fully understands the implications, because this is sharing of sensitive data, privacy data, individual data, between government agencies. And you know, Jack, the federal government has had a long-standing record of not adequately protecting sensitive data.
No, all of this goes to the UN also.
Oh, exactly.
The world beast computer. They got the beast computer in Belgium. All
precisely.
This information goes to the beast computer.
Exactly. But also, as part of the SPP in North American Union, this data is to be shared with Mexico.
Yes.
Can you imagine with the corrupt government in Mexico and the corrupt UN, how much identity theft is going to exist in the U.S.? It's only going to get worse, and there's not going to be any system of accountability. They cannot justify this national ID and this Real ID Act. And so we need to call our state legislature, representatives and state senators and say, no, we don't want this Real ID Act, and we don't want our private identity compromised.
Well, and also we must stress, Ernie, that do not pass a resolution like we did in Idaho because they don't have the money, because the Federal Reserve will just crank out the money and send it to Idaho, and our senators there and congressmen will say, oh, now we got the money, we'll go for the Real ID. That's not the reason we don't want it.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
You know, that's a setup, Jack. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
The fact that it's an unfunded mandate, they don't have the money. The state of Washington has used it, Oregon, and certain states, well, we don't have the money, so we can't adopt it. That is not the issue. This is a violation of the Constitution. The states have certain rights here. We have inherent rights that the states need to stand up for. And they need to say no to the federal government. And the federal government, as you know, has led to the legal, has facilitated the illegal alien invasion. And when you see states trying to take action, legislative or not, to try to assist local communities in their state and trying to protect themselves from the illegal alien, the hordes and the implications and the increased theft or increased crime coming from all of that, and besides the fact that it's bankrupting the state and local government, and besides the fact that so many of these illegals are committing crimes against the American people, what I'm trying to say here is these state legislatures need to stand up for their citizens and their states and say no to the federal government, who has violated their own the Constitution and not fulfilling their federal obligations.
That's right, brother. Hang on. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back. So important, folks. Yes, the state passes a law to help with immigration, stop immigration. Then a federal whore in a black dress called a judge will come in and overthrow it and not allow the state to do anything to stop illegal immigration. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, folks, we're coming in hot. We're going to get Ernie right back on. We only have a couple minutes left. Go ahead, Ernie.
Well, Jack, last week I talked about the the House Resolution 6 in the elimination of the Edison light bulb, and,
yeah.
and the country is going to the energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulb
right.
in the future.
Yeah.
And one of the points I'd made, if we enforce the immigration laws, we could save more energy by enforcing the immigration laws and getting the illegal aliens off our highways and reducing their energy consumption. But then
yeah.
today, in a follow-up, I saw an article, California wants to control home thermostats. And there's legislation in the state of California. I don't know the number, but a final approval is expected next month, and the state coordination with the power companies would control automatically the home thermostats, and the individual homeowner would lose their control.
Wow.
So not only do we see increased population control, but increased control. It's like we're going to an Orwellian state.
We are. They want total control over every part of our lives, and that's what they're going for.
Right. And this sustainability article by Tom DeWeese is his name.
Uh-huh.
He wrote an excellent article on January the 8th, and it's available today on newswithviews.com today,
okay.
January 13th.
I'm going to go read it. Yeah.
Excellent article, and essentially under that concept, there can be no limited government as advocated by our founding fathers, because we are because we're told the real or perceived environmental crisis is too great. Global warming and all these things that the globalists are using to continually undermine our Constitution and our civil liberties. And if this continues, Jack, and if we don't participate and call in and say no to this, we're going to lose the Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Truly. And that's where they're going with it, brother. They want us to be slaves under this new system of the super rich and the super poor.
Right. And I can't stress anymore that we need to support House Concurrent Resolution 40 opposing the North American Union, the NAFTA
yes.
superhighway system, and also House Resolution 939, since Homeland Security is more concerned about domestic partnership benefits than securing the border. I think Congressman Good's bill, House Resolution 939, to put troops on our border is what we need to be recommending to our legislators. And we need to keep calling. Don't give up. Keep a very positive attitude. And I know in the recent primary in which Congressman Ron Paul received less vote, I think it was around 8%, some people are going to feel very pessimistic about that, especially when the polls showed 14%.
Uh-huh.
And Congressman Kucinich has gone forward and is seeking a recount, but I would think that the people that control these electronic voting machines, the Diebold and company, they would have a contingency plan in the event there was a recount, that they can cover their butts.
Yeah.
We need independent, certified elections. The control needs to take place during the election, not after the fact. And I don't have much confidence in the recount, but what I'm suggesting is Ron Paul supporters continue to support Congressman Ron Paul. And even if we lose, we still gain by the discussion on the Constitution and the added perspective he brings to the dialogue in these debates. And as you know, Jack, when he gets eliminated from these, like Fox News coverage, and he doesn't get a fair day, a lot of people are starting to take note of what's going on.
Yes.
Why is he such a threat to the establishment?
I don't know. I mean, I do know. You do too, Ernie. He's their worst nightmare, because he's against the New World Order and turning America into the super rich and the super poor and destroying the middle class. Totally against that. Hey, brother, I guess we're totally out of time. God bless you, Ernie, for being here with us, brother, and giving our marching orders for Monday tomorrow. I appreciate it, because I'm going to be on the phone tomorrow, too, calling...